Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune. You're listening to the First Thing podcast. It's a weekday podcast that touches on our top stories of the day. You can listen to past episodes and other podcasts done by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts. You can also listen to them on your mobile device using SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher. Anyway, here's some news for you. It's Friday, January 19th, 2018. First up, a midday pursuit through Medford Thursday ended with the airbags of a red 2017 Hyundai Accent deployed, and two California men in custody. Kenneth Anthony Perkins, 18, of Richmond, and Samuel Barreras Luna Jr., 21, of Vacaville, were arrested after causing a crash on Highway 62 that blocked eastbound traffic for an hour. No injuries were reported, according to Medford Police Sergeant Jeff Kirkpatrick. The crash ended close to where it started, near the North Medford Fred Meyer. At 11:42 a.m., Perkins and Luna ran from Medford Police after they allegedly tried to pick up pain medication from the Fred Meyer Pharmacy using a forged prescription, police said. A local physician had tipped police off about the suspects Wednesday, and Luna and Perkins had made attempts at other pharmacies throughout the morning. The pair fled east on Highway 62 and blew a stoplight. Medford police did not pursue them because of safety concerns, but the pair were apprehended with the help of other agencies, who had eyes on the car. Police attempted to use spike strips, but the Hyundai managed to veer away from them. An Oregon State police trooper spotted the four-door sedan on Vilas Road and followed, but lost sight of the vehicle near Foothill Road. A Jackson County Sheriff's deputy spotted the car going north on Interstate 5 at Exit 30, according to the Sheriff's Department. While headed east on Highway 62 again, the car apparently struck the front of a Toyota Prius at the Biddle Road intersection, removing the Prius's front bumper and causing the Hyundai's side curtain airbags to deploy. Luna and Perkins were lodged in the Jackson County Jail, where both faced felony counts of identity theft and tampering with drug records. Perkins also faces a felony count of attempting to elude police in a vehicle and attempting to elude police on foot, hit and run, reckless driving, and reckless endangering. And next up, local inventors are headed to the popular Shark Tank TV show to try and pitch their product. Guzzle Buddy burst out of the gate in 2016, selling 62,000 units and grossing $1.5 million. Appearances on the Ellen DeGeneres and Kelly Ripa television shows followed for the creators of the screw-on glass, allowing direct consumption from wine and beer bottles. Final 2017 figures aren't in yet, but it was an even bigger year for the fledgling Medford company. So why would Guzzle Buddy founders Randy Rothfuss and Jennifer Sullivan want to risk swimming in ABC Television Network's Shark Tank? To be honest, Rothfuss said, where else can you go to get in front of 9 million people? The show airs 9 p.m. Sunday on Channel 12. You can see more information on the product at www.guzzlebuddy.com. And that's it for today. You can check out full versions of these stories on our website at mailtribune.com. You can also follow us on multiple social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a good day.